There's no doubt about it. If you live within a few miles of Bob, you'll die. You'll die unless you have
the subgenius hour of Swatch.
Friends, there's been a crisis, such a crisis, that we had to depend on help from WREK in Atlanta with the Lymph Node Institute, and from Radio Synesthesia with WCSB in Cleveland, because, well, you'll see.
Yetis and simpletons, we have a lot of fun here at the Institute. But unfortunately, the ish has hit the fan. Tonight, on Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, we deal with a subject that we usually avoid, if for no better reason than the fact that we don't wear anything under our lab coats. The subject is children. Not sex, but the unfortunate byproduct of sex. You see, we've spouted a lot of ish here at the Funhouse, a lot of lies and garbage. But tonight, I'm telling you the truth when I say that it has finally come to pass that the Pink Man has come for our Yeti children. You think this is hyperbole? You think this is China taking over the world? You think this is Kerry winning the election? It is not. This is an actual court case. A great matriarch of the church, Reverend Mary Magdalene, has had her child taken from her by a real, honest-to-God court as part of a custody case in the state of New York. That alone is not enough to upset me. I've met enough of you subs to know that most of you should only reproduce by recruitment or through radio waves like the Institute does. However, that does not mean that the ones who can and do reproduce should be stopped from doing so. Now, most of the subs that I do know have no business making children, buying children, or being anywhere around children. But this one has chosen to grow her own, and from all reports has grown it exceptionally well. Hell, if most of you had a kid, I would steal it and give it to the state to save it. However, this case is different. Her child has been seized for no greater crime than her membership in the Church of the Subgenius and her participation in X-Day drills. Think about it. If they can use her church membership to take away her child, well, then what can they do to you? What can they do to our hobos at the Institute? If they can take her own homegrown child away from her, then what can they do to the hobos, which are literally the bread and butter of this Institute? I ask you. So tonight, we'll be talking about children and childhood. You'll hear some old favorites and some new favorites. And Bill Burrow's son. Yak, yak, yak. And while you're listening, why don't you head to your favorite web browser and type in rbevilacqua, rbevilacqua .blogspot.com. That's R, Bevel, as in devil with a B, Aqua with a C, blogspot.com. Or, if like our Institute associates, your computer can only go to one website, try subgenius.com/updates/maghelp.html. subgenius.com/updates/maghelp.html.
Thank you. We made the news this week. The Church of the Subgenius did. Not the TV news, and it might not get that far, but there is a child custody case involving subgeniuses that suddenly, starting on, I mean, really just 3 or 4 days ago, it hit the internet news and was suddenly, well, I made a lot of money last week, actually. our website traffic doubled, and all these things like Boing Boing and Wired.com and Disinfo.com, a whole bunch of those kind of fairly large news, anti-authoritarian news sort of outlets started carrying this story. And I'm going to tell you this sad story as quickly as I can. Some of you here may know Steve Bevilacqua. He used to help out at Starwood, and he was my business partner on Subgenius after a while. Well, on February 3rd of this year, this Judge Punch is his name, took this child away from Rachel Bevilacqua. She's also known as Reverend Magdalene in Church of the Subgenius, and her husband Steve is known as Jesus. And when they got married, she already had this child, Cole. The child was son of a previous boyfriend named Jeff. And there's been a custody thing going on for 10 years now. The little boy's 10 years old. Up until just recently, the mom and the dad would trade the kid off. The mom moved to Texas with Jesus to help run Subgenius. I know that sounds a little funny. And so at their expense, they had to send the child back to New York or take him to New York to see the dad several times a year. It was really expensive. And in fact, that's why he's not working for Subgenius anymore. We don't pay enough. Anyway, suddenly that whole situation changed earlier this month. This Judge Punch called an emergency hearing, and Jeff, the father, entered into evidence 16 exhibits taken from the internet, 12 of which are photographs of the Subgenius event X Day. Cole, the child, had never attended X Day and is not in any of the pictures. Rachel, the mom, is depicted in many of these photos, often wearing a skimpy costume while participating in X Day and Devival events. The judge, a very strict Catholic, became outraged at the photos of the X Day parody of Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of Christ. Especially the photo where Jesus, Steve Bevilacqua, is wearing clown makeup and carrying a crucifix with a pool noodle dollar sign on it while being beaten by a crowd of subgeni, including a topless woman with a dildo. And dildos were closed. His Honor also strongly disapproved of the photos that she of her in a bondage dress and a paper mache goat's head seen here in evidence. This goat head was worn by the mother in photographs seen on the internet. A goat head. The judge repeatedly asked, why a goat? What's so significant about a goat's head? When Rachel replied, well, I just thought the word goat was funny, the Judge Punch lost his temper completely and began to shout abuse at Rachel, calling her a pervert, mentally ill, lying, and a participant in sex orgies. I wish. The judge ordered that Rachel is to have absolutely no contact with her son, not even in writing, because he felt the pictures of X Day performance were enough to suspect, quote, severe mental illness. And the mom has not been able to have any contact with the kids since February 3rd. This case has the potential to set a precedent that could affect all moms who have ever attended X Day, among other things. The stuff we do at X Day is tame compared to and if they can do that, then nobody's children are safe. And there's a Moms for Bob. Judge Punch, he should be dating Judge Judy. He can take out some of his frustrations with her.
So, Magdalene, how you doing?
Pretty good, I guess.
Tell us your story.
Okay. Well, basically, I sent my son for his Christmas break with his father in New York State. I sent him away on December 18th, and since then I've seen him once for one overnight visit because the judge actually called me a pervert in open court after seeing some pictures of X-Day and the Detroit revival and Motomac's explanation of the church from his Wikipedia entry. And, the judge just sort of flipped out.
Was there any particular legal argument behind taking away your child? Did they say that that you had endangered the child somehow?
He said that any child who stumbled across pictures of his mother at an event like this on the internet would be scarred for life because the pictures were so disturbing.
It kind of makes you wonder what the judge's mother has been up to.
Well,
how is he so sure about this, you know?
Yeah, he's really Catholic, and some of the pictures that really bothered him
were
the
ones... So he thinks his mom was a virgin, then?
Well, he saw the pictures of my husband, Jesus, in clown makeup, and he's being crucified on a crucifix that has a giant dollar sign on it mm-hmm. while wearing this clown makeup, and he's being beaten with a dildo. And this was all a very high-level artistic parody of Mel Gibson's crass and obvious attempt to make money off of people's deep religious feelings, you know, the Passion of the Christ. You mm-hmm. know, the story of how we satirize that is all on the web. It's perfectly legitimate art. But the judge felt that a child seeing that and knowing that his parents had participated in something like that, that it would be damaging to a child.
So the... Wow. Who has the child now?
My ex.
Your ex?
Yeah.
The father of the child?
Yeah, his name's Jeff.
Hmm. How does he feel about all this?
He's the one that brought it up. He's the one that surprised everyone by popping these pictures out in the middle of court.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like quite a dispute. So I assume that the... you probably don't want to comment too much on the facts of the case other than what you have stated
right.
So far, because it is a pending... I assume that this is pending in court, correct?
Right, yes.
Well,
I just basically wanted to raise awareness about it because it is very expensive. And so, I don't know if I can ask for money on your show or not. But
well, I don't know if you can ask for money either, but I can ask you if there is an address to which one might send support if one were interested.
Yeah, you can PayPal money to magdalene@subgenius.com.
Spelled just like in the Bible.
M-A-G-D-A-L-E-N
mm-hmm.
at subgenius.com. And there is no O in the word subgenius.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of your listeners know.
You know, most of my listeners are kind of brain damaged, actually, so I don't think they would know. But thank you for clearing that up. So that's one way that somebody could
right.
send support to help Magdalene and Jesus get the baby back.
Yeah.
And,
Well, just tell people to check out the website.
What? What is the specific address for the page with your story on it?
Well, actually, there is a page. I don't remember the address right now, but the story is on the Alt Slack. So
okay.
if people go to Google Groups and Google the group alt.slack,
uh-huh.
the story is up there. And
is there a link to it from the main page of the subsite?
There probably could be pretty soon, but there isn't one right now.
Okay, so more information would be available at subgenius.com then.
Yes.
Wow. That's quite a world we live in. Let
yeah.
me tell you.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, personally, I think this kind of raises some questions about, you know, what kind of society, you know, we want to have. I mean, basically, children are taken away from their parents because of their exercise of, you know, freedom of religion. I mean, that's just a few steps away from, you know, taking children away for any reason. Pretty soon the government will say that you have to... Well, here in Ohio, there's an interesting law that's been brought up in the state legislature. I don't know if it's... I don't know if it's been brought to the floor yet, but it does have several co-sponsors. It would make it a crime. It would make it illegal for the state to place a child, or for any child to live in a home with anyone who is gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered.
Oh,
so that means, if you have a gay teenager as your child, in the closet even, you know, and you also have a young child, then you're a criminal.
Whoa.
Even if you, I mean, basically that's the nature of the law.
God.
And I haven't heard too much about, do you want to stay on the line and talk to some other people here, or would you just like to
I just
on?
Wanted to say that I did, someone's told me the link for the actual page on Subsite that you can check out. It's http
www.thegenius.com/update/meghelp.html/what?
HTML.
Slash what dot HTML?
M-A-G-H-E-L-P.
M-A-G-H-E-L-P.
Mag help. Yeah.
HTML.
Yeah.
That's very useful information. And, you know, I do wish the best of luck to you.
Oh, thanks.
In your quest to, you know, to reclaim what is rightfully yours.
Thank you.
And I hope that, we'll get to see you again at X Day this year.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And here I am wishing all the best to you and to your husband.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say.
Okay. Well, bye.
All right. Keep it surreal.
It is easy to stay wrapped up in one's own little world, isn't it? It's easy to say she should have kept her knees together, isn't it? But if every Yeti woman who did the worm with some pink retard was disqualified from the gene pool, we would have died out 15,000 years ago. What you are forgetting, dear listener, is that your mother is a zish-swilling slut. That's right. Your mother is a load-absorbing baby machine, and that is the only reason you are here now. If you have issues, if this situation makes you unaccountably agitated, then perhaps it is your mother issues which you need to work out. For information on working out your mother issues, visit R. Bevilacqua, rbevilacqua.blogspot.com. Oh yeah, there also might be a couple pictures of her bare butt. And now, more about your mother.
Thank you.
I think everybody out there who's ever been to an X-Day or considered going to an X-Day should keep this story in mind, because you never know when people are going to try and say that you're wrong, that you're sick, that you're a danger to a child.
You know,
because of your hobbies, when you don't advocate harming.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they let...
It had nothing to do with a child. It was a clown.
Yeah.
Most kids hate clowns.
They think
it was funny, and they don't know what the rest of the crap in the picture is.
Yeah, well,
they don't understand that.
Plus, you keep
innocent.
Those things, you know? You know, everybody's got some souvenirs. A lot of people have souvenirs of days when they were a little more wild and crazy.
Yeah.
That they deliberately keep away from their children. You know, my dad had a big collection of dirty comic books from the 70s.
Yeah,
and,
see?
You know, he kept them away from me until I was old enough to understand them. That's how you do it.
Everybody does stuff that they don't want their kids to know about.
Yeah.
Always. It's just a matter of whether there were pictures taken.
It's no different from keeping the booze away from your child's reach, you know?
I mean, how do you think it's going to be for, like, if Jenna Jameson ever had kids, do you think they would take her kids away?
You know
simply
what? That's a good argument.
Maybe, by
that judge's argument... You know, then that means every porn star in the country should have their children taken away.
Exactly.
In fact, why not the children of all movie stars? Because when you think about it, movie stars have been, prostituting themselves, you know, in front of cameras in various different ways.
As Joe Cosby said, Jesus is the cure for a disease which you wouldn't have if you hadn't found him. Well, it's awful, though. You know, they threaten. Have you ever had one of them threaten to pray for you? You know, they hold that over your head. I'm going to pray for you. That's their whole problem, though, praying. They're all talking to God as if he didn't already know what they had to say and hadn't heard it 10 billion times before. And they sure as hell aren't listening to what he might have to say. So, you know, it's sad. It's that they believe in a God so weak that illiterate human po-buckers feel compelled to do his dirty work for him because he can't do it himself. As Joe Cosby said, Bob saved me from people trying to save me from myself. And it is. It's friends, obviously... Insane Muslim fundamentalists aren't the only ones who destroy lives over silly cartoons. Because that's what this is really all about. On the other hand, it has caused the subgeniuses all over the internet to start into these debates and arguments. We're trying to figure out now whether we really are a religion or what. You know, if they're taking your kid away because of a goat cost. The other people around were dressed as aliens. And by the way, she made this herself. This is handmade. The mom made it. And the real reason it's a goat was because when little Colburn used to say, Mom, why does the moon get smaller and bigger? And she said, well, she didn't want to go into the eclipse sun and earth thing. So she said, well, at some nights the sky goat comes and he eats away part of the moon. And so she was going to dress it. We were having a deity contest and she was dressed as the sky goat. But even if she had been dressed as a devil goat, even if she had been a devil, that's no reason to take your kid away.
You're right.
However, another sub-genius who is, she was saying, people may justify the judge's decision, but nothing can excuse his demeanor. Every litigant in New York State has the right to be treated with dignity every time they appear before any judge. Hurling insults at people at the top of your voice after making a snap decision based on tawdry photographs is pretty much exactly what the people of Orleans County hired a judge not to do. I mean, any mob with pitchforks could do that. You also need torches. Here's the response to her, and this is kind of pertinent from a very good writer of subgenius, Nenslow. Nenslow said, chick, you fucked with his head and blew his mind. He, the judge, is a normal, probably an uptight dumbass, and he definitely lost it there. It is my opinion that you screwed up, and I'll tell you why. You went in thinking that an old coot who spent most of his life whacking gavel was capable of responding to wit and imagination. The chances of that are slim at best. When you go into that environment and place yourself in the hands of normals, you have to do your best to think like a normal. just as Stang has described in every one of his stories about cops and FBI men. The phrase is, "Officer, have you ever heard of Mad Magazine?" Anyway, he said, you have to try to come up with ways, and this is pertinent to every one of us here, potentially. You have to come up with ways of explaining things which they can understand, which won't make them feel stupid and insulted and angry. If they ask you why you were wearing a goat head and you have to make up some lie, you have to make up some lie that they will understand and which will make them feel intelligent. Like how it symbolized the biblical scapegoat and was a reference to pre-classical culture of the Middle East. Not that you thought the word goat was funny. That doesn't make any sense at all, and it was obviously too much for the guy. What the judge needs is a simple, rational explanations, not incomprehensible non sequiturs. A real good liar would sit down and find ways of explaining how those crucifixion pictures were a criticism of modern liberalism and its destruction of conventional moral standards, and how those pictures of you naked were a tribute to the beauty of God's creation. One thing sure is that when you walk into a courtroom, you've got no rights at all. It's great to have ideals, but when it comes to reality, you scrawny little wretch, are 9 times out of 10 dealing with people who are not only more ignorant, but just plain dumber than you, and the thing that pisses them off the most is realizing that fact. So, in other words, I guess she should have had a better set of lies ready. And I've had to worry about, you know, anybody who has kids and is a pagan has to, at some point, that's crossed their mind. You know, how much does a kid tell the other kids at school? You know, how secretive do you have to be? Anyway, another subgenius preacher weighed in because there were Christian websites and blogs picked up this news thing, and they were arguing really vehemently about it. And a lot of them could not understand, why are they mockers? Why would we mock other people's beliefs? And that's a perfectly good question from a dumbass. Our friend Reverend Carter LeBlanc wrote a really nice short thing full of great quotes, which you may want to use. He said, "The Church of the Subgenius is an extremely decentralized religion. Although its founders produced a good deal of the core mythos, in many ways it can be considered akin to Linux, its open source religion." This is reminiscent of William Blake's postulate, "I must create my own system or be enslaved by another man's." Because of this, many people bring many strange things to the table when they go about generating their own style and variation of what it means to be a subgenius. Much of this is offensive in nature, particularly due to a consistent penchant for overdoing things. As J.R. Bob Dobbs said, don't just eat that hamburger, eat the hell out of it. Or you might say, whatsoever you set your hand to do, do so with all your might. It may be unsettling to Christians in particular, primarily because it seems to target Christianity to an inordinate degree. This is primarily due to the fact that Church of the Subgenius was founded in America by people who came from primarily Christian backgrounds, and we mock what we know best. Spend time around a subgenius and you'll eventually hear them mock Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, paganism. That's my specialty. Atheism, Hinduism, Mormonism, hippieism, just about any other ism you can think of. Why do we mock? Because humor is the most potent weapon of the marginalized. Some mock out of anger, yes, but most of us mock simply because we have a keen eye for absurdity, hypocrisy, and irony. It is our job to draw attention to these things. Plus, it's fun. In conclusion, I would like to remind you of Revelations 3:16. Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Subgenii are anything but lukewarm, and as such, tend to be favored with a swallow rather than a spit. And you can't help, actually. Well, did I mention the gay Bigfoot website? There is one. There is a gay Bigfoot website. It's called mightyfudge.com. If you don't believe me, check it out. It's really funny, actually.
The normal man entices and prostitutes and performs surgery on our weird women. Yes, even your brother could be a victim of his plastic fantasies. And if you weird out his daughter, he'll blast your ass. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Are you freaky with me? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So you can pluck out his feathers and smile, because you are defending our weird women from the freaky-ass thoughts of the bug-eyed, bow-legged, normal man.
If you believe that the circumstances described at rbevilacqua.blogspot.com, that's rbevilacqua.blogspot.com, if you believe that those circumstances make someone a bad parent, then you are scuff in the head. And I humbly submit the following as evidence of far, far worse parenting than most of us have ever known.
The rooftops are by custom the woman's province in Tangier, and I made the mistake once of going up there during the day, and the Arabs threw little pieces of mud at my door for a week after that. But Bill would go up there every night and watch the colors of the sky changing. I would go up there sometimes stoned out of my squash to watch him. He would stand perfectly still, right hand always holding a cigarette, and only until it was finally absolutely night would he make the mad rush to the typewriter. There was also an Oregon box in the upstairs hall in which Bill would sit smoking kiff, and then again, a sudden mad rush to the typewriter. From that time on, Laura's mind began to go, and after I graduated, I'd play guitar for her in the sunniest room of our house. They tried to lynch me and burn me and starve me, so I had to come back as Bob Marley and Marcus Garvey. I used to be Malcolm X. They thought they had me putting holes in my chest. Now I'm on the planet as a 1JRS. Now I'm on the planet as a 1JRS. Ugliness continue summer after summer, cause the older generation teaches it to the younger. The trick is to outlive the older generation. Let the old ideas die with the old education. This is not the first time that I came to the planet. Each time I do, only if you can understand it, I came as ISIS. My words they tried to ban it, came as Moses. For people that was lost, I came as Jesus and they nailed me to a cross. Well, they tried to lynch me and burn me and starve me, so I had to come back as Bob Marley. What you say when you got the devil down? What you say when you got the devil's crown? Stay alive, all things will change around. Stay alive, all things will change around. What you say when you got the devil down? What you say when you got the devil's crown? Stay alive, all things will change around. Stay alive, all things will change around.
Billy Burroughs drank himself to death twice and died decades before his father did. Isn't that funny? That's why I let him go on like that. Anyway, let that be a lesson to you about your child rearing. If you do it incorrectly, your child may wind up in front of a microphone telling stories about you. And incidentally, if it's so good, why do they call it rearing? Each their own, I guess. And speaking of that, if you take nothing else from this, if you have no compassion, no empathy, if you don't give a dish, even about your fellow subgenii, then perhaps you can look up from your malaise long enough to take this to heart. Perhaps you can take comfort in the knowledge that there are people, yetis, with real problems. Real court problems. Real Catholic judge screaming at you from the bench problems. And as always, we shall leave it to Devo to remind us of what is really at stake in all of this. You have heard, in the background, Dive 2.0, the children's Devo band. Again, I'm not making any of this up. Also in the background, Brian Joseph Davis burned some band albums and then played them. You have heard, Butthole Surfers performing Weird Revolution. A slightly modified version of the Hallelujah Chorus performing Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. The Pink Lincolns put out Spank Your Kids. And then Devo brought us all home with Smart Patrol and Mr. DNA. And it is all about the Yeti DNA, the Pink Man, as his DNA is destroyed by the same pollutants that cause Yeti DNA to thrive, will attempt to steal our children more and more. This is the beginning. If we let this go, well, from where we are right now, we can't even imagine what the bottom looks like. We'll see you in the gulag, because that's where we are now. Unless you go to R. Bevilacqua, rbevilacqua.blogspot.com, or, if you can't spell, subgenius.com/updates/maghelp.html. There is no other possibility.
In closing, we must remember, when laws are outlawed, only outlaws will be lawyers. I hope that works out in that child custody case. If you don't know what to eat, friends, try food. If you don't know what to believe, send $1. Friends, join the Church of the Subgenius, as our great rival cult leader, Dennis Murphy, right here, said. The Church of the Subgenius, it's a no-brainer. And truly, friends, it's the one religion where you can be protected from both ray guns and devils. You will be protected from high heating bills in hell. And as my daughter said, I have two kids, thank God they're grown up and out. But my daughter, when she was like 4 years old, said, "If you don't love Bob, he'll Bob you out." And it's true. So friends, are you serving two masters? You can't do it. So give up. Pull back. Withdraw. Break think. Crack it. Disconnect. We're making omelets. We're breaking eggs. Come on, man. Everybody's doing it. Silk purses. Something for nothing. Only $30. Repent. Quit your job. Slack off. Bob is not the answer, and neither is anything else. Praise Bob. Question authority. Question authority.
What?
There's somebody who's been reading their prescriptions. And fuck them if they can't take a joke. Now we shall turn on the cartoons. You've all been good. So we're going to get and watch a cartoon. And actually, this will run forever if I let it. But I won't. The very end of this one-hour thing is a documentary about Subgenius teabagging rituals. I'm not going to that one. It's really funny.
Please. If I can't whoop it, I'll go down.
But that's okay.
6,900.
You have to love Bob.
6,900.
He loves you, Bob. You love Bob. You have to.
Or else what happens if you don't love Bob?
He'll kill you. He'll Bob you out.
He'll Bob you out.
She's 23 now.
You heard it here first. You heard it. Don't love
you
Bob.
Heard it here
you
first.
Bob,
Bob
you out.
Out.
Bob
you out.
Baby.
Was done by yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang. You can see video Google for the video Pre-Scriptures 3-5. The live preaching is from Winter Star of 2006. This is Hour of Slack number 1039. In a minute, we'll join Puzzling Evidence, Dr. Howell Philo Drummond, the newly remarried. Congratulations to Philo and Chaos Kitty. And Michael Pepe. But first, Norel Pref.
Pre-
president knew Rove was behind the wheel.
Bomb throwing.
I want my pay.
There's a reason.
Brian.
Now, here's my philosophy so you know it.
I want it.
Hey.
There's a reason.
Brian.
Full body search. Hey.
There's a reason.
That's true.
I want.
Hey.
Error.
You know, I hate Karl Rove.
I want.
I walk right in.
Error.
Bush and Rove.
I want.
Go right ahead.
Error.
Hatred for Bush. Attack somebody.
I want.
Blows you.
Error.
Throw him in jail. Attack somebody.
I want it.
Blows you.
There.
Brian.
Everyone
Brian.
Listening.
President Cheney.
I want it.
We're not going to do anything.
There.
Brian.
Everyone
Brian.
Listening.
Man to man, eye to eye.
I want it.
We're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything. Man to man, eye to eye.
I want it.
The president's guilty. Come on my show. You know what? Come on my show. Guilty. Bomb throwers.
Jim Crow.
This is ridiculous.
There are 40%, 87%,
about
90%,
about
70, a high 70%, near 80%,
about
go and an impetus but I'll date myself. Date yourself. Come. Hate. They have shown up to a.
Wow. Wow.
Hands.
You just gave it to us.
The mossy marbles rest on the lips that he had pressed in their bloom, and the names he loved to hear have been carved for many a year on the tomb.
Bo's got a shirty talk party. I got a pretty mouth to him.
Chapter 3, verse 4.
I see that our slack is available. Number 984 is available on eBay.
What? Yeah, that's right. It is from the Subgenius store on
Sweet
eBay.
Sweet hour of slack.
That was a sort of best of using old pieces from the olden days of ancient...
Has left the brain.
Mutantus.
It has Michael Papillata and Gary Gabrogfran and Puzzling rare. Evidence.
That's rare. It's a
and
rare
Dr. Howe.
Now, wait a minute. You guys weren't supposed to see that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know, Dr. Philo Drummond.
Climax. A remarkable series of programs.
On eBay. It was a little experiment.
Now you and your family, you and your loved ones and next of kin, can enjoy thousands of hours of the world's longest playing music. The world's greatest collection of musical moth.
Where it is said.
In 78 RBM phonograph records.
Oh, that was for the used, beat-up, tattered Revelation X.
Okay.
Out of print. Luckily, the negatives for Revelation X are located under a secret bed of
Don't
mine in a
negative,
secret
man. You're harsh like a flower bed, man.
Like a flower bed, Reverend Stang.
And so soon we will. Some lucky publisher will get to reprint the Second Testament of the Church of the Subgenius. It's in our fortress of solitude in Dobbstown, Malaysia.
But it's under the flower bed.
The Church of the Subgenius and the special Church of the Subgenius, the super underground flower bed in Dobbstown, Malaysia. There, the Church of the Subgenius is more the Church of the Subgenius than ever.
And
the Church of the Subgenius happens to
say
the Church of the Subgenius for a limited time only will honor these torts.
You should have your Book of the Subgenius and a copy of Revelation X on your extra meditation chamber.
Yes, so in the wee, still small hours of the night,
You can in your excrementation chamber. On the porcelain god.
The paper is also very soft and can be used after reading for other excrementational purposes.
Particularly good to be used after X Day in case, for whatever reason, you don't make it to the saucers, then you can use your book as you will.
It's very, very nice paper. It's a soft paper. It's a pleasant feeling paper, and it's scented. Yes, three-ply, and it's nicely scented. So that after reading each page, but you know, some subgeniuses, they skim through it, they read page 50 first, and they rip out page 1 and use it, and that way they miss a crucial, the crucial instructions about, for instance, de-peaking a prairie script, some necessary thing. Also, right.
It's all constructed as I see it. Out of construction paper.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, 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 what the fuck is in your store? Hey.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
Yeah. Okay, man. Bye.
Okay, man. Bye.
Okay, man. Bye.
Don't make me angry, man. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.